The 70s as Missionaries, Elder S. Dilworth Young, S. Dilworth Young, Conference Report, April 1968, pages 84-85. Even though time is short, I cannot forbear a brief word concerning Antoine R. Evans, our deceased senior president. I cannot forget his gentle manners, his courteous and kindly way of directing us, or his constant adherence to the law of leadership just mentioned by Brother Brown concerning persuasion, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, love unfeigned by kindness, and pure knowledge. His was an older generation than mine, and he should have been marked by the conservatism that come. We hope the 70s will make it possible for them to hear accomplishments through faith. Paul also called to the attention of the Hebrews the great work that had been accomplished by faith by those who had lived in former times. After reviewing these great acts of faith, beginning with righteous Abel and extending throughout Hebrew history, he then said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Should we as 70s do less? Do we not have a greater cloud of witnesses than did Paul? We have his witnesses, and in addition we also have the witnesses of modern times. We have the witness of Joseph Smith, who saw and talked with God the Father and his exalted Son. We have the witness of Brigham Young, of John Taylor, of Wilford Woodruff, and of the remainder of the prophets of the Lord unto President David O. McKay in our day. We have the witness of the more than 80 apostles, who have done mighty work since the day of Joseph Smith. We have the witness of those who faced the hostile hosts in Missouri and Illinois, and of those, too, who walked with faith into these mountain valleys, offering up their daily prayers for help and strength and succor. We have the witness of the church grown strong, and of its hundreds of thousands of happy members, witness of living testimony. But most of all we have the witness which enters into the heart of each of us, the living testimony given by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let us not fail to bear that witness, and, too, let us not fail to make it possible for the witness to be born through the warming love of friendship. There have been times when we thought that if we approached a man and he, hostile because of stories he had heard about us, or suspicious because we were strangers, rebuffed us, then we had done our duty by shaking off the dust of our feet against him. We have not done that duty until we have given him a fair chance to learn that his prejudices are unfounded, to find families and show them by our love that we are truly followers of Jesus Christ is our manifest duty. Let us not shirk or falter, but let us carry the message to these worthy and good people in our midst. I bear my witness that the gospel is once again on the earth brought by angels, as John on Patmos declared it would be, that Joseph Smith was its first restoring prophet, and that President McKay is its present living prophet. The Lord Jesus Christ lives and is the author of our salvation and our exaltation. We need but to believe and follow his teachings to gain a place in his kingdom. May we do so, I pray in his name. Amen.